Hi, I'm Coach Hall, and in this lesson, we're going to talk about what you need to do to get yourself ready and get yourself set and get yourself go towards ACT. That's right. We're going to go over some things that will help you really speed through this course as quickly as possible with the ability to retain as much as possible. That's called efficiency. So what can you do right now? You can download the workbook. It's right here in this section. I have attached it. I believe it's with lesson one. Just go there, download the PDF, and have it on the ready. Okay, you'll see that it's full of a bunch of images. They will match up with the slides that you'll see up on the screen, so you'll know exactly where you're at all times. You'll never lose track. There'll be spaces there for you to take notes. If you care to download it, I know some of my students have texted me or sent me messages saying, wow, there's a lot of pages here and it might cost me a fortune to print out such a workbook. Whatever way you want to do this, it's up to you. But the workbook's there available for you as a read-along, as a ebook, if you will, to follow along with the course. You can read it on its own, take some notes. I advise you to get something that you're going to write with, some kind of pad and paper notes that you're going to take with this course. Again, you can use this as a traditional workbook and download it and use that fashion. But as I said before, it depends on how you go about doing your printing and if it's affordable to you or not. Okay. A method of learning that I find very valuable, and I've taught my own children this method to maximize their learning, is called the Pomodoro method. You pace yourself properly, you give yourself enough time, your mind, to relax and absorb energy, and then take a little break. And it seems scientifically that that number is around 25 minutes of pure focus before we start to get a little tired. So you can go for 25 minutes and take a little 5-minute break. Okay, get up, stretch out a little bit, because you might be sitting there, you know, you might be on your phone or your laptop or behind a desk, and if we're sitting there for longer than 25 minutes, you know, arms and neck can get kind of stiff, so you want to get up every 5 minutes and stretch out. If you're like me, I got to go hit the restroom every now and then, that's a good time to do that, or maybe, you know, refill your coffee or your water, whatever it is that you have, and then get right back to it. Do 25 and 5 is one little rotation, if you will. Do another rotation, 25 and 5. Do 3 rotations of that. Then take a 15-minute break, up to a half-hour break. If you got a, you know, if it's middle of the day, ready for lunch, in the evening, ready for dinner. But during this break, this longer break, you don't want to look at anything. Don't bring the workbook with you. Turn everything off. Go do something completely different. You want to be completely disengaged from the material itself. It's a good way to just clean and wash out the mind. Even if it has to go longer for an hour, you want to just be completely separated, but not longer than that. Then jump right back into it again, back to the 25 and 5. That's the Pomodoro method. Really is scientifically proven to be the most powerful and effective way of learning, okay? You want to make sure that you have adequate energy levels. What do I mean? I mean, don't get in front of the computer or your whatever device you're going to be using when you're kind of sleepy. Maybe I'll read a little bit of this book, or you know, or turn on the video and watch a little Coach Hall stuff. Okay, that's not the energy level we want you at. We want you fully alert, because that's the way you absorb information. Okay, so make sure your energy levels are great, and I'm talking about mood as well. You don't want to be angry or upset. Fueled. You want to have good fuel supply. And if you're really hungry and growling belly like me, I get a little grumpy. You know, I get that hangry business. You ever heard of that? Hangry, hungry, and angry at the same time. And that's what happens to me when my fuel levels get a little bit low. And so I need to make sure I, you know, get some energy in me, some good nutrition. And that makes absorbing information so much more effective. Find a study buddy. Yeah, I don't care if you go out and bring in a few people to take this course at the same time, you split the cost with them. Go for it, man. that's a great way for you to learn more about what's happening in terms of information and retention of that information. Somebody else to bounce some conversation off with, right? And maybe you pause the one of the lessons and go, you know, that Coach Hall was just, you know, talking about functional contextualism. What is that again? And you guys can have a little conversation about whatever it is that I'm talking to you about and clear things up, okay? Use it right away. This is so important. To take this course and then say, you know, I'll apply this maybe in 2 or 3 years, just stick it up here on the shelf or in a mental shelf in the back of your head somewhere, you're gonna lose it. You've got to use it or you'll lose it. So right away, go out and start helping somebody. You're gonna get a lot of information, a lot of real quick, easy tools that you can immediately go out and use. It's gonna be easy for you to go out there and engage and learn and use this. And what I mean by learn, learning through experience, by applying the information that you have and turning it into experience and understanding by actually applying it and using it, okay? So go out there and use it right away. And again, I mentioned before, and it's worth repeating, join my Facebook page. There will be other students that will be in this course, maybe some other courses, but you can get in there and maybe contact one of those folks or contact me if you got any questions about what's going on in this course. And I will be there, or somebody else will be there to answer your questions. Okay, so that's really the best way to really get yourself ready, set to go, and act.